Now, yesterday, there was a newspaper, and I have a copy of it here, the world's best news, and a free newspaper that was given out, the print edition of the 2014 World's Best News, which is an Irish NGO Good News newspaper. And the heading on the front of it here is 9 out of 10 children in developing countries are now enrolled in a school, which is certainly good news. And as I open it up here and have a look in here, 3 years polio-free. The World Health Organization declares that the entire Southeast Asia region is polio-free. 1,200 girls stay in school in northwest Kenya. So it's all good news from right around the world in areas that NGOs are working. And yesterday they gave out this free newspaper to lots and lots of people all around the world, but also here in Ireland. And as I said earlier, Flavia Mosca-Garetta from Near FM here, she was out yesterday speaking to some of the volunteers that were involved in distributing this paper on the streets of Dublin.
My name is Sean O'Connell, and I'm this morning working with the World's Best News.
We are here at Abbey Street, Lewis Stop. It's about 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, we have already finished. We kicked off all around Dublin City, Galway and Cork this morning with about 6,000 copies of the World's Best News. And we're finished by about 9 o'clock, and so far the feedback's been brilliant. Around Dublin City, we are in all the hotspot commuter areas here in Abbey Street, top of Grafton Street, all the Dart station stops, and yeah, we were pretty much everywhere. So hopefully we managed to get around this morning.
And how many copies did you have in your bag here?
Oh, in my bag, I think I had about 200, and I was just helping to keep all the stocks up because they were coming out. They were getting rid of them so quickly, so I just had to keep rounding up more papers to hand out, a few extras. So.
And what was the response of the people?
Very positive. It's always good to get some good news, get some bright start to the day, you know, first thing in the morning. I think a lot of people would have been as surprised as well with some of the stories we have about how much progress has been achieved in the developing world. So, yeah, I would say a mixture of surprise, pretty positive feedback, and hopefully they'll sit down, read the paper, get on Facebook, like the page, and keep those good news stories coming, and try and learn more about the success and the progress that development and has been experienced in the developing world over the last 20-25 years.
And did anyone stop and ask you what it was about?
At 8 o'clock in the morning in Ireland, most people don't stop and talk, unfortunately, but no, certain people, especially with a background in international development or who had been overseas, did stop and were interested. We had primary school teachers who were interested in sharing the idea with their class. They took upwards of 30 copies, and certain people did, but yeah, by and large, the plan is that they go back, they go on the Facebook page, and they keep up to date with the stories. Basically, this idea of the World's Best News kicked off in Denmark a number of years ago. And the whole purpose around the plan is to fight pessimism and the cynicism around development, where people aren't quite sure. People are happy to give money to charities and to NGOs that do work in the developing world, but sometimes they're not always quite sure if it does the job, if it's actually achieving anything, and if it goes to the people that need it the most. And we're trying to bridge that gap between people wanting to help, wanting to give, but not trusting necessarily the NGOs, or not being happy or satisfied with the progress being made. And we're trying to say, hey, there's been loads of progress made. The money has made a huge difference to people's everyday lives. It's continuing. There's reason to be optimistic about the future for both the developing world and the world at large. And of course there are issues, we don't deny that, but it's important that we look at what's working as well as what isn't if we're trying to plan for the future and develop new strategies and policies moving forward.
Houston.
My name is Andrew Barker. I work for Goethe Self Help Africa, and today I'm volunteering to distribute the world's best news.
And how is it going here at Euston Station?
Oh, it's going very well. There's a lot of tired faces, but I think people are quite happy to be given something that's positive instead of just negative that they usually see in the media. And the media at the moment, it's all just bad news stories. It's all sort of Ebola in West Africa, or famine here, war there. But that's not the reality. And we're just trying to highlight some of these good news stories that don't make the news every day. Because they're not exciting, because it's slow progress.
And just let's have a look at the stories. The front page story is 9 out of 10 children in developing countries are now enrolled in school. Then we have sport.
Yes, so it's pretty much like the other free newspaper that's handed out around the stations to commuters every day. But instead of highlighting the bad news stories, it's just shining a little light on some of the good news stories. That's the general concept behind it.
Yep. Why are you involved in this?
I work in development myself, and when we go out for public, quite a lot we hear is that nothing's changed. We've been donating for years and you're still asking for money and nothing's changed. We're trying to tell people things have changed. Things are a lot better now. There's a lot of progress being made. It just doesn't really get highlighted. And quite a lot of work development agencies such as myself and the other ones in Ireland do is in education or agricultural development, and these things are slow. They're not very sexy. Takes a long time to see the results of them, so they don't get to the newspapers. So this is the idea behind the World's Best News, is to highlight that these things are slow, they're not sexy, but they do change people's lives and they do have a huge impact. And that's why we're here, that's why we're doing this today. And the World's Best News is online all the time, so you can go on to World's Best News on Facebook and Twitter and you can see these stories all throughout the year. And this is just us sort of stepping up our game.
And that was Near FM's Flavia Mosca-Garetta there speaking with volunteers distributing the 2014 print edition of The World's Best News, the Irish NGO Good News newspaper.